Rousseau Sister. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. December 1st, 1898. Dear Sister Rousseau, I designed to write to you last mail, but time passed, and I did not do it. I rose at 12:30 this morning to write to our mother. It is now 3:30 a.m. My dear sister, trials and afflictions seem to be the portion of those who love God, but let us cling to the Mighty One. Be of good courage in the Lord. The night is far spent, and the day is at hand. Then let us believe in Jesus, trusting Him implicitly, although we may be tried as by fire. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which, according to His abundant mercy, hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable, full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. 1 Peter 1, verse 3 to 9. We have encouragement in God's precious word to believe that the Lord Jesus gave himself a sacrifice for us. He knows us, and he knows just what we need. Trial lasts only for a season. Encourage your heart, my dear sister, in faith. We must not look on trial as punishment. Christ is the sin bearer. He is our Redeemer, and he desires to purify us from all dross. He means to make us partakers of the divine nature, developing in us the peaceable fruits of righteousness. The very fact that we are called upon to endure trials proves that the Lord Jesus sees in us something very precious that he would have developed. If he saw nothing in us whereby we might glorify his name, he would not spend time refining us. We do not take special pains to prune brambles. Christ does not cast valueless stones into his furnace. It is precious ore that he tests. He sees that the refining process will bring out the reflection of his own image. Be trustful, be hopeful, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. He loves you. Hear his words. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Revelation 3, verse 19. He has not passed you by as unworthy of a trial. What is the result of this refining process? That ye may be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1, verse 7. Oh, how precious to the soul is one word of commendation that comes from the Redeemer's lips. We may not understand all now, but the day is coming when we shall be more than satisfied, when we shall see as we are seen, and realize that trial has wrought out for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. We must have faith in God. We must accept Jesus as one who loves us. May the Lord increase your faith. My heart is drawn out in tenderest love for everyone who is afflicted. We may love Christ more and increase our capacity for loving him by contemplating and talking of his love. Cultivate the habit of talking with the Savior when alone, when walking and working. Let gratitude and thanksgiving ascend to God because Jesus loves you and you love Jesus. I cannot write more now. I would be pleased to see you.